around 15 to 20 million jobs. I am your future. Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leader.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com. You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio. As you know, we broadcast on 860 AM radio, which serves Philadelphia and the entire tri-state area. I encourage you to let family members and friends know that we're on right now. In fact, if you have Alexa, go to Alexa 860 AM radio, and our broadcast will come up. This is going to be an hour of power because we support American Made First. I'd like to say a special thank you to our panel members. That is Mark Andel, founder of the Made in America store, Larkin Conley, national small business advocate, Rich Logis, who is the principal of RJL Technology Integration, and also to Curtis Ellis, who is head of the American First Project. He will not be with us today because he is out doing things for the America First Project with Vice President Pence. Also, my thanks to our engineer, Henry Chaplinsky. I'm Michael Blihash. And as always, they are doing some work here in historic Philadelphia, and we had some phone issues this morning, so hopefully everything will go as projected and suggested in our broadcast today. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday, the 20th of June, we will be beginning the 2020 summer season. And I'm really pleased to see more of America's businesses able to open again after the pandemic that originated in China and spread around the world and across America. We have to remember that. It originated in Wuhan, China. It spread around the world and across America. The coronavirus pandemic, which was continues to be a major health risk to people of all ages, caused schools, organizations, and businesses all over the United States to close to protect the well-being of the American people. And as a result of the coronavirus, which originated in China, over 40 million people that were gainfully employed in the United States of America needed to file for unemployment and remain at home to reduce the spread of the coronavirus. Also, you hear it referred to as COVID-19. Now, I'm hearing very little about where the virus came from in the national news media. It just seems that everything is COVID-19. But I think we have to start talking about that more. Because many of the people in other countries are coming up with solutions to the virus. And here in America, we outsource so much of our stuff that we're almost helpless in many cases. And I'm really tired of having the news media trying to focus on race and creed instead of showing us how we can do more to be better Americans and get this country always on the track to great success. And by the way, after watching what happened here in the United States since the middle of March, it's good to see America returning to a level of normalcy as we begin the summer season. And I'm going to start off today by urging all of you again to go out and support your local businesses so that they can now get back to normal and hire back workers again. We need to get those 40 million workers that were laid off because of this coronavirus spread all over the United States, get them back employed, get them back to work, get their families and all back to stability. It's often said that a crisis will unite people. Well, I'm looking for that to happen through this, and all of you can do a great job by spending your dollars on businesses that are employing American workers and featuring American-made products. You know, before this pandemic hit the U.S., there were so many more companies advertising that they were made in America. I saw more little American flags on various products. I want to see that again. I want to see it doubled and quadrupled. We got to get America back running once again. And a man who's been helping us get all those things running for a long, long time is Mark Andel. And I've been asking all of you to check out his link on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com, where you can also listen live right now to the program, or you can go and hit listen to any of our rebroadcasts and be part of our family of people getting involved. Mark Andel has certainly done his very best. He's been through an awful lot through this pandemic as well, because so many stores and institutions, organizations, churches, schools, you name it, everything was closed to help protect people from the virus. Now that we're like blossoming after the spring has hit us, let's really help one another. Mark, I'd like to get a report from you. What's happening with you? What's happening in your area? And what are you hoping for the future of America? Good morning.
How you doing, Mark. Mike? Yeah, great. Thanks for having me on, Mike. And, you know, Larkin and Rich, and I know Curtis is in the background. Henry always making us sound good. As we say, Mike, so much going on, so much change. But as entrepreneurs and risk takers that we are, we keep adjusting daily. So we've had a lot of media press lately. It was phase three reopening in New York yesterday, except for malls. Malls weren't included, so they've asked me to do a lot of local. We had six mics yesterday at a big press conference at a big mall called Galleria. Trying to get opened, and a lot of mom-and-pop businesses, small businesses, were with me. One was a salon, one was sold buffalo products, and one was the Melting Pot, a restaurant. And we got interviewed for about a half hour, and basically we said safely we could open. They want to open. They're trying to open them all at 50%, but the governor won't let them. And a lot of the mom-and-pops I feel for, because a lot of businesses are going out, and this is a China crisis 19, Mike, I do call it the China crisis.
Yes.
Week 14, because we're not going to let that go away, as the investors want it to. But we, so a lot of press. We got on all local channels yesterday, but they won't reopen the malls. But I'm saying if Walmart's open, Lowe's is open, Home Depot's open, you can go to the beaches, but you can't open malls and churches, you know. So I was kind of helping them with that fight. And then we had a nice a congressman, this Chris Jacobs, local here is running for Congress, and he has to visit the store yesterday. So you talk about the movement being alive and Made in America being alive and in the spotlight where it should be as a national agenda. We had Chris Jacobs come through yesterday, and I said, everybody's welcome at the store. You know, Mike, when they call, again, it's not an RRD thing. I said, everybody's welcome. You don't have to call. So what was nice, though, he took a tour. He was with his guys. We had some press. And we walked through, but he wanted to know everything. He could not believe that 50% of our flags are made overseas. I mean, he was stuck on it. I said, you're kidding me, Mark. You know, he was a real down-to-earth guy. Couldn't believe that our flags made overseas, 50% per Carter Beard with Annan Flag and Valley Forge. Also, we went through the Johnny Ryan Pops made here in Niagara Falls, but Pepsi and Coke, you know, have plants around the world, even Hershey's and, you know, your Heinz Ketchup. So we went through a lot. He looked at the clothing. He looked at some of our inventions. He looked at our distribution and fulfillment. He really couldn't believe how big our store was in Elma, having the 9,000 products and being a general store. But it was neat to see someone running for Congress come through, take the care, and really, Mike, just talking to them. You know when if they're entitled or arrogant. But this Chris Jacobs believed, you know, and he really was amazed. Our dependency on China, he said, has been exposed now. So a lot of great things. So a lot of things with the Made in America, Mike, on a positive note, are very strong. Even yesterday with the press at the mall, one guy whispered to me, you know, I sell buffalo products, but he said, oh, my God, Made in America movement strong. So people are waking up. It took a pandemic. But we've got to get opened up. I've got a lot of businesses, especially restaurants, closing around town here. You might see it there. My buddy that owns a local restaurant was on my other radio show yesterday, and you know, Mike's a very positive guy, but he's lost his events. So it was phase three here yesterday. You could open your restaurant. Before that, you could only have outside serving, and he only had six tables outside. But now he could open inside, but he said, I can't open at 50%. I'm the owner. I've been working 12 to 14 hours a day with takeouts because just to try to keep the lights on. He's lost all of his events in the local town from music festivals and things. He's lost all his weddings, which brought in a lot of income. He lost his food truck. He can't run on the road. You can't go to certain dwellings. He doesn't come to my Made in America store in Alma where the buses would come. That's cut off. And then he said meat had, you know, we had the meat shortage, and then it went from $3 a pound to $9. I said, boy, Mike, you know, tough. He said, yeah, this is tough. He said, just the beginning. He's trying to keep them lights on, but really having an entrepreneur and risk taker on and showing the challenges of opening at 25 or 50%, he's kind of laughing. He said, I can't have menus. I can't have napkins. Can't have straws. You can't have this and that. And they've made it very difficult to run a business. He said, I got to be at 80% capacity to make a dollar, he said. So, Mike, a lot going on. The Made in America movement, I want to say and tell everybody, you know, thanks to you guys, all our radio panel, everything. The Made in America movement's very strong, very tough on the small businesses. Larkin would appreciate what they're going through now. But, you know, this is a long run as they open so slow and we get this country back on track. But there's been a loss. You got to go forward, Mike. You got to face the brutal facts, too, as a business owner. Things have changed. And we just have to get open and shut that TV off, what they're selling. And, you know, if they're selling fear, we just got to get going.
Mark, you're absolutely right. You know, and I want to say that in a changing America, we have a lot of things that we can possibly do to get this thing 100% moving up. A lot of the foreign investors are really disturbed over what happened. In fact, as I mentioned before, right now, China is preparing for our Christmas in America. We're buying so much stuff. So much stuff is coming in that's going to be inventoried at our stores for Christmas. And yet our stores are closed. Our manufacturing is at almost a total standstill. It doesn't make sense that this is going on. Yet they have thousands, hundreds of thousands of containers ready to send over to us. And quite frankly, foreign merchandisers, Mark, don't like people like you or any of us.
No,
because
they don't like me.
They don't want to promote American made because American workers receive, you know, a reasonable wage. So the products cost a little more to make in the United States. But when you go to the mall, to Walmart or whatever, those prices are the same as if those products were made here in the USA. And by the way, some of the merchandisers told me, you know, maybe I would do this or that or help you out if you just, you know, tone down a lot of this stuff. Merchandisers want to buy foreign products for $1 and be able to sell it, get it through the process, and sell it to the American people for $12. And foreign governments made it very easy for these merchandisers and these investors to take all the industries over to their various countries. And now we have what? We got a virus that came from China, but I'd like to see the rest of the stuff. Why don't they sell all that Christmas stuff in China? It's something new that the Chinese can have. Christmas in China.
We've been getting more and more requests for Made in America products from Christmas tree ornaments. A lady wanted 190,000 made here. So everything's back on. But like you said, people can't be worried about their portfolio. They got to worry about the country that they live in. And it has to be done. This has happened. We've been very consistent, you and Larkin and Rich and Curtis, with our message. We educate, we raise awareness. But we have to turn it on now. The consumer has all the power. Even my mother came in. She said, I listened to you. I picked up something. It was made in China. She's 82 years old. Don't say, you know, I told anybody on the radio. 82. She put it back. She goes, I put it down. That's what we have to do. We can't let this go away. And I don't think it will if we're strong on it. People have to shop Made in America. You know, Walmarts are open, which is China Mart. We have to end it. And people, once we educate them, they woke up because of the drugs. They can't believe the pharmaceuticals are made overseas. They can't believe most of the drugs are made overseas. And they have to know now it's up to them to put it down. And like you always said, Mike, you going? You say nicely at the counter, why don't you have more Made in America? Well, I don't know. And they're looking around. Well, talk to your managers. And you got to keep doing that consistently.
You got to keep doing it, Mark.
We've got this thing if we pull it off. We've got to support the country we live in. That corrupt media, like Rich talks about, it's just so corrupt. And it's all about those making money off of it and those that sold our country out over the last 40 years. It's exciting because it's time to make things in America. And I think it's on track, but we can't let them just rubber band and get back to it. We can't let them shut the country down again and kill this economy because of politics. We have to, as Americans, purchase Made in America products, make that educated choice.
You know, I want to just mention one more thing before I go to Larkin. China's communist government really beat us at our own game. America invested in China and all these other countries and then started to move their industries all over the world. So we can't blame China's communist government for looking out for their own best interests. And
But greedy Americans
Absolutely. People in Washington, all those foreign merchandisers and foreign investors were happy to send checks to our people here in Washington to so they keep their mouths shut. And now we have this nightmare. But just as your mother did, I'm asking everybody listening and all the radio shows that I'll be on in the next few days, I'm going to ask people to take the example of Mark Andel's mother. Look at it, put it down, and say thank you. You know,
and she was proud of it, Mike, that she actually finally did
it. Oh, they love it.
She finally, you know, because I yelled, you know, I got to pick on my parents at 83, right?
Yeah, you know, I want to tell you something. I went for Flag Day last week. Last Saturday was Flag Day. So I went I went to the store and I figured, let me see what we can do to get a few flags. And of course, to make a point about what if it's made in America. Oh, look at this. I'm very pleased to finally find made in America flags. And people look at me like, what? What? Where was it made? And I say, yeah, it was made in China, believe it or not, or some other country, but it wasn't made in America.
Just count the
I said,
stars.
Tomorrow
50,
is, well, tomorrow, Sunday, is Flag Day. Make sure you buy some of them and put them up in front of your house. Leave them up until the fall so everybody knows that you're a proud American and you want to display the flag. The big thing is, Mark, this is now the time for people to rise up. As I said 2 weeks ago, we're seeing all these riots. We're seeing all this, all these people marching. How about marching for more jobs in America? How about we get together? Everybody get out there. Get your signs. Take your flags. Go out and march. Go out and go through your malls to make sure the owners know that people in the area are interested in the American-made movement. Otherwise,
you know, Mike,
otherwise, we're going to be where we were last year, the year before, and for many years. All this stuff from the communist Chinese government will arrive in America. We'll put it on the store shelves. Last minute, people will run, grab everything that possible that they can because they need it at the moment. Let's be a little more selective. Yes,
and Mike, I want to say, you know, I just landed a towel company, finally a towel made in the United States of America. We haven't had a bathing towel or a washcloth in a long time. So we've got that landed. We've got some ceramic ware, a great company joining us with the, you know, coffee cups and plates, finally. They've been around a long time. They're just joining us. But I also want to say I've got workers. I've got 30-plus laid off. I just called back two part-timers, which I'm excited about. We're trying to open Niagara Falls up, get a couple more back. But a lot of my people that are coming, they want to work. They want to earn their dollar. They don't want free money. They want to work. And that's something lost, too. There's a lot to be said about how they gave the free money, even the protesters out there, whatnot. We're working. I mean, our team's working. So I'm not sure,
Mark,
where they get the time.
You're gonna have to accept the reality that the bus trips are going to be way, way, way down this year.
Next year, they're all canceled, Mike.
Everything is canceled because the few buses that are coming, you can only have 50% seating with masks on the entire time, and these are for special junkets and things like that. Somebody even wanted to hire a bus for a special occasion, and the bus company said 50% capacity, masks the entire time, and all this. And people said, oh, how long can this go on? So we have to look where this came from and make sure the people that didn't tell us 2 months in advance of this coming to America, that we were going to have problems. We wouldn't have the problems we're experiencing today. Well, Mark, I want to just tell you this. More than 40 million people lost their jobs by the stay-at-home orders. Larkin,
no.
I'm going to give you a complaint. Verizon.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, Verizon. Here's the thing, too. We called weeks ago to have it repaired. They can't enter the building because of the coronavirus. They can't enter the cellar. Can you where all the equipment is? This is so unbelievable. I feel like I'm living in the beyond the third world. Only what we can do from the central computer. Otherwise, you're just going to have to, you know, we'll have to deduct the loss of your bill for a few days or weeks or whatever. It does not make sense. That's how it works.
Well, listen, I'm calling from St. Augustine, Florida, and my voice is going all the way up, about 600, 700 miles to a satellite and being flashbacked down to you guys. So when something doesn't go right, I have a tendency to be a little bit more forgiving with the high-tech guys. I really do. I think we are so far advanced technologically that I have to, you know, I got to be. Now, the other day, I went in to have a procedure done on my hips. I got to the door. I'm bouncing around. I'm in great spirits. My hips are still hurting a little bit. But I said to her, she said, have you been traveling? Have you done that? This is at the door. Da, 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 da. Then they took my temperature and they said, sorry, sir, your temperature is 100. And I said, if my temperature is 100, you are the Princess of Wales. And she said, well, you'll have to go over there and sit down and let us try you again in a little bit. Well, this big old galoot came in behind me and they scraped his head and he answered all the questions. They scraped his head and said, sorry, sir, your temperature is 100. And I raised my hand from behind the table and said, you all seeing anything consistently here? Because this guy claims he doesn't have coronavirus either. They scraped his head again about 10 minutes, and he went up and had his procedure because it was normal. I said, well, scrape my head now. Let me go up and get this done. And they said, no, we've already called it. They're sending a nurse down. Nurse comes down and said, sir, I'm sorry, we can't let you in. I said, retake it. She said, sir. And I said, okay, listen, you know what? All right, I left. Immediately, by all standards in Florida, I'm under quarantine. But I stopped on the way home where you can buy the test and get it done ipso facto. The first test is antibodies, and I test negative for that. And they said, that's excellent, because that means you have no antibodies in your body, which means you haven't been fighting it. Or your blood is not producing antibodies to fight it, so it's obviously not there. But that swipe that we did where we stuck that thing all the way up to your brain, through your nose, that'll come back in about 3 or 4 days. And I had to wait till Saturday, at which time they called me and said, you are totally negative. So...
Well, thank God. I can hear over the radio.
Larkin, did they tell you what beer you just had?
No, I. You know what I said to him? I said to him, I have never known Tito's vodka to give me a fever. And that's, quite frankly, I have two finger drinks every night.
Larkin, are you doing your little Elvis routine, making those hips happen? What happened there?
Let me tell you what's happened to the Elvis routine since I last saw you. My dick poo is sticking out so far over my Elvis belt, you can't see the E.
Well, does that mean you've been sitting around too much during the coronavirus?
Well, I had been such a good quarantine companion and patient, I couldn't imagine. But I was, you know, from the time I drove from the hospital to the NASA, I couldn't possibly have the coronavirus. And if I do, I might as well, you know, go on my victory tour right now. Because with my lungs and my heart, which are both, you know, working at full capacity now, they still might get just pissed off enough at me to say, okay, that's it. We're checking out of here. We're not going to do any more of this.
Hey, Larkin, all I know about COVID, Larkin, is that it makes your clothes shrink. COVID makes
Oh, really? And it had nothing to do with that. It had nothing to do with that family-sized double stuff Oreo package that I can...
Absolutely not. It's happening everywhere.
So let me add something to this. you know, the governor of Florida, who I think is just a stellar governor, he was an okay congressman, but he's a great, great governor. But while I was at the Med One, when I walked in, there were like three plumbing trucks from the same company and about seven guys standing outside. And I went in and I said, we have a plumbing convention going on outside. She said, no, that you know, Joe Bunda Plumbing has sent all of their field people in here for a test. They come in here like every 2 or 3 weeks and get a test starting today. I mean, they plan to come in and stay on top of it that way. When I went to pick up the results, here is like seven trucks, and it's a Saturday, seven trucks, and there had to have been what looked like a convention of landscapers. So when our governor says there may be a spike in coronavirus, it really is due to the testing that's being done. I don't think there's any question. And I said to the doctor at Med One, I keep on giving them a slug, you know, she said it started about 3 weeks ago when they found out we were getting results in 3 and 4 days. They thought there was some validity to that test. When we can give them the antivirus results, which are 95% accurate, we can give them those answers in 10 minutes. They take those answers, and anybody that comes back positive goes home. Anybody that is negative goes right back to work. And then the regular test comes back, and the guy that came back positive for has either had it and went away because he was completely negative. I asked him. I asked that doctor, and she said, no, he went away. They went right back to work because he was in the 5th percentile that was either had it and was manufacturing antibodies, and that's the only reason that you can have them in there, unless you have it now and you're manufacturing antibodies to fight it off. I hope that was all just about as clear as my explanation.
Well, you know, Larkin, it's good to talk about this a little bit because most people don't understand. All they keep hearing in the news media is that there are more cases. More cases does not always mean that the people are going to be seriously ill and die. Yes, some people are infected, and some people have been infected for 6 months. Long before we even knew the coronavirus was going to have that big of an outbreak here in the USA. They already had it in December and January. And by the time it really blossomed in the beginning of March, there were people who had it, felt sick, got better on their own. It was mainly the people who were in institutions, who were recovering from various operations. These are the people that caught it and unfortunately passed. But this is something that we're going to have to live with for a while until our scientists, our medical people, come up with a solution. And by the way, I want them to come up and do what they used to do 30 years ago here in Philadelphia and in King of Prussia. We had all these research and development centers. They're all in China now. I want to see them doing their thing to find every type of solution to a problem. We should have had this kind of stuff on the table. Maybe this could happen. Maybe that could happen. 1,001 things that we got hit with this and didn't have 3 or 4 possibilities, knowing that we're working on the flu each year and all the various strains of flu that we had, Ebola and everything else. It just hit us in a very bad way. And I think now America is going to be a leading force in looking out for these viruses all around the world. And the World Health Organization also did us wrong, everybody. They did not report it. They did not. No matter what, I mean, they're trying to act like nice guys now after American workers lost 40 million jobs during this pandemic. They're trying to say, oh, well, we didn't know. No, they knew. They hid the fact that China had the outbreak 2.5 months before we heard about it here in the USA. Dr. Rich Loges, how are you doing?
Michael, good morning. And Larkin, I'm glad you're feeling better and welcome back. And Mark, I've actually just unfolded to hang up one of the 15-star flags that I bought from your store a while ago.
Yeah.
And I believe it's Allied Flag Company, I believe, the name of the company.
Yeah.
And so I've got the, I have the 15-star flag, which came in to be, I think in early 1790s. I'd have to double check my date, but I've got it. And let me tell you, I've had it for years. The quality of the flag is as pristine, Michael, today as it was when I got it from Mark several years ago. And can I say something politically incorrect right now?
Sure.
I just want to make sure it's okay with everyone. You know, our audio engineer may not identify him. Swing voter in a swing state. Gonna earn his vote. Need him on board more than ever for November. We're down to 4.5 months to go. But he might identify as someone not very political. But I'm going to tell you guys something. Those are the kinds of people you can really glean and gain a lot of wisdom from. Now, I know our audio engineer was probably wondering, is he talking about me? Because he used the word wisdom in the same sentence talking about me. But yes, we did. And he said something recently. And I'm going to repeat it here, and I'm going to bring it into my politically correct incorrect statement of the day. He talked about how some of these groups are not seeking equality. They're seeking payback. And Michael, let me just make sure I'm clear with everybody. I said on this show before, I'm going to say it again. I don't believe coronavirus was intentional. I don't believe it was deliberate from the Chinese. But I think the Chinese are enjoying some of the payback that they're getting on us from this. And that payback is not exactly recent. It stems back many, many years, Michael. I mean, we imported Chinese migrants to build the Transcontinental Railroad. Unfortunately, for a long time in the U.S., there was widespread anti-Asian animus. I think the Chinese are just they're just out for payback. And while I don't believe coronavirus COVID was intentional, there's no evidence that it was, so I'm not going to take a route without evidence. I think they want to hold us by the you-know-whats, and they've been able to do that to a large extent under all of this.
And, you know, Rich, I want to just say something here. And they will be able to do it even more this year, since so many of our industries were shut down for months.
Yeah, payback.
Because they are already got all the shipping containers ready to come to the USA with all the Christmas items. You order that stuff 9 months in advance for the holiday, so it'll be here by October. October is not that far away, and our places are barely up and running again, and yet their places are all up and running. Their containers are being packed, so our stores will once again be overflooded with Chinese stuff because of something that came from China and we weren't informed about it. Yes, Rich.
Yeah, we're at a point, Michael, and this is something that really bugs me about Republican Party culture, and I'm not speaking for anyone on this show right now, but we don't see something beyond a millimeter in front of us. Everything that's happening in the country right now is decades, it's a half century in the making. You know, this is the progeny of, and I'm not saying all members, but this is the progeny, Michael, of the Woodstock era. Nothing that's happening now is happening in an organic sense. It's always a cumulative effect, and now we're dealing with the fact that we've got one major political ideology that has essentially controlled, to their credit, I guess, has essentially controlled virtually every public and private industry in America. So only one of the following two statements can be true, whether it's you know, education, banking, law, finance, nonprofits, media, social media, it doesn't matter what. It's been the same party that's essentially the same people of that way of thinking for a half century. So if America is suffering an epidemic of racism right now, then that's a reflection of the people who have run it, or the epidemic is a lie. So we either have an epidemic, and if there's an epidemic, always look to who's running the show, so to speak, or we don't have an epidemic. So, but only one statement can be true. So people have to choose their statement. They have to choose their path. If their path is, no, Rich, we have an epidemic of this. We have an epidemic of racism right now in white homes, white communities, then my answer is, but industries have been run largely by white Democrats. So that means that they've produced that. Or you take the route and say, no, I don't think there's an epidemic. I don't think there's an epidemic. Of course, Michael, and then sadly, no human being is ever going to like all other human beings exactly the same. If you're an adult and you think that, you need to be the first person to buy my book when it comes out. 10 Warning Signs Your Child is Becoming a Democrat, How to Make America Grown Up Again. And I will ask Mark one last, I will ask again. This is going to be my new swing voter in a swing state in joke. I'm going to ask again every time I say this about our audio engineer. Does anybody know where these young people's parents are? Do you know, Mark, where they are? Where are they?
I do not.
Have they been interviewed on Don Lemon or Joe Scarborough? Have we seen them on Fox or the Wall Street Journal? Does anyone know where their parents are? Do they agree with all this? Did their parents say, go right ahead, Larkin? Go right out?
Yes.
Now, don't worry about defacing. Yes. Don't worry about defacing, yes, Ben Franklin. Go right ahead and do it. Is they endorsing it?
You know, Rich, I believe that the media has brought about a monster in this country in the last month. With all the protests, all the violence, and everything else that has happened, has it united people? In some cases, yes, but we haven't looked at the quality of a person. Every person has some quality. Every person is precious. We have to stop with this race, color, and creed. We're Americans. We bleed the same blood. We salute the same flag. I mean, that's the old way of getting people to unite and getting money to support all these causes. The people supporting these causes financially, the George Soros and all these other individuals, should be ignored, and people should turn their televisions off the second they hear these kinds of reports. It's not needed. We have to find out what our neighbor is doing, if we can help our neighbor, if our neighbor could help us, if we can help our local business. Let's do something positive, not listen to all this endless slop. I have the privilege of working with people of all races, colors, and creeds. And believe me when I tell you, a quality person is a quality person, no matter what their color of skin. And they couldn't demand me to respect them more because they're this or they're that. I look at the person and the quality of what they have to offer. That's what's missing through this entire thing. You can't force a person to do anything. Bring your qualities forth and you'll be a very, very well-respected person.
I made this point and it bears repeating. In the 1960s, we had marches. We had I Have a Dream. We had blacks marching across the country. We had the Selma to Montgomery marches. Every single person, Michael, every single one of the black Americans who marched were directly and adversely affected by the, make sure you always call it this way, the Democrat legalized racism. Call history for what it actually is, not what you want it to be. Remember, we deal in the what is world, not the what if world. What if is for 3-year-olds. Here in the adult world, we deal with the what is world. Every single one of them, Mike, every one of them were directly and adversely affected by the Democrat legalized racism. All of the people now out rioting and looting, not a singular one of them is adversely affected by the, not one is adversely and directly affected. Not a single one of them. And that right there is not a small difference in distinction. It's a major difference in distinction.
You know, Rich, I would respect all of this more And I'm sure that the individual that was senselessly murdered, his family and all his supporters would respect it if they came out and said, we want equality in everything, jobs, financial security. We want to have access to everything like everyone else. But supporting only one thing where this live matters, and in our case with American Workers Radio, every life is precious because we are promoting all American workers. When someone comes out to fix something, you're not saying, well, are you this or are you that? You're here to fix something. You're here to do something positive. We have to start focusing on this. Get away from these politicians and all these rabble-rousers that are trying to rile up the people, because it's done absolutely nothing to unite us. It's divided us. It took our attention away from the fact that our industries left the United States. The jobs that we should have had here, making at least 50% of those items, were lost all to overseas companies. Our people lost jobs, skills, financial stability. And by the way, Rich, the people that walked with Dr. Martin Luther King, I ask every one of you to Google those marches and you will see what they had on those signs. We want jobs. J-O-B-S. That's what they wanted. Equality. Give them the same training as everyone else. Give them a job so they could earn the money to support their families. The reason so many broken families today is because the funds are not there. They're not there. So there's always division when there's no funds in the household to run that household.
Well, that what Rich said turned into a tirade. It took us a million miles away from where he was coming from. But my answer to that about the parents is, yeah, I can take you to a numerous number of people in every demographic that I play in, that actually I've heard an 8-year-old tell me Donald Trump was the devil. Donald Trump is the devil.
I mean, you didn't say that at 8 years old, Larkin. I mean, Larkin, you didn't say at 8 years old. I don't want to age Larkin here. You didn't say at 8 years old Ronald Reagan was the devil, or Michael Dukakis. You didn't. Our audio engineer, I think he's got an 8-year-old. He's 8-year-old. Henry, your 8-year-old says that, right? It's normal thinking, isn't it?
I don't think I knew who the president was until I was 12.
My 9-year-old, Rich, just calls him Orange. He's the Orange Man.
All right, that's fine. That's a CNN narrative. That's fine. We'll live with that.
Okay. Orange Man. Oh, that's cool. There's respect for the office. Listen, our kids, let me back up just a little bit. It's ended up, I'm still trying to figure out if it was a hoax. When I originally heard and read about it, it wasn't a hoax. But there's a television program on called Paw Patrol. It's a kiddies program. It's designed for children from 3 to 5, I think, or 2 to 5 or something like that. And it's called Paw Patrol. And there's a dog, a Dalmatian that is the fire dog, and a German Shepherd that is the police dog, and another dog that's the EMT dog, and another dog that's the crossing guard dog.
And the fireman dog, yes, yes.
Well, I already said that. And I watched this program, not because I wanted to, but because my granddaughter did when I was babysitting for her on a regular basis in Philly. And the program's been canceled because they took offense to some of the things that the German Shepherd said. Now, this doesn't amaze me anymore. I used to be amazed with what the left progressives could come up with. I really did. I used to shake my head and go, wow, that's a new one. And I used to try to keep notes, but no more. I don't have any problem with lefts anymore. They're so far left, they don't even know what direction right is in. But, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. if you take offense to an imaginary talking police dog, stop and think. You may be the problem, not the police dog, and not the 3-year-old watching it. You might be the problem. As a matter of fact, lick the stamp and put it right on your forehead and mail yourself into whatever organization you back up, because you are the problem. But I want to give a test. Do you mind, Michael? Do we have a second here to give everybody a test?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to read a paragraph, and I want everybody to tell me where this paragraph came from. Now, you're going to have to be a certain age to be able to tell me this, but you should be able to tell me. This is a paragraph right out of Isaiah chapter 6 of the book. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book has been rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street and building has been renamed. Every gate has been altered. And that process is continuing day by day, minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. That's a paragraph from a very famous book. And it may put the nail right on the head of where this country is right now. Every record has been destroyed. Every book has been rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street and building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. Isn't that where we are right now?
Wow.
Does anybody have a guess? Come on.
1984. That's Larkin quoting 1984.
Okay. That 1984 is your answer. Okay. Anybody else got an answer? 1984 is, in fact, correct.
Wow.
1984 was a very, very scary book written by George Orwell, who predicted this would be the condition of our state in 1984. Well, Georgie, you missed it by about 35 years, but you pretty much hit the nail on the head.
Wow, that's very, Larkin, that is extremely interesting.
He stated, do you realize that the past, starting from yesterday, has been actually abolished? We've done that. We're going to I love the English over there struggling with taking down one of the greatest statesmen that ever walked the face of the universe. And they've had to box up and try to protect Winston Churchill. But these socialists, these left progressives, these really, and I'm going to make a very bold statement, very short-thinking, stupid people have stopped at virtually nothing and will stop at virtually nothing until they have a lily white, pure society that has absolutely no recognition of where we've been, what we've done, what we've accomplished, what we haven't accomplished. It's absolutely all gobbledygook to them. History's today to the left. History started yesterday, folks.
You are so right. That so, boy, he really said it correct.
Congratulations.
Wow, Rich.
Congratulations, Rich.
No, well, I've been sending Larkin, and you know, in fairness, me and Larkin didn't collude and coordinate with the Russians on this. I've been sending that quote out, if you break this narrative down, to Larkin's point on this, if you notice, there's no the Democrat media industrial complex and all the aiding and abetting Democrats to all this. If you notice, they haven't talked about a finish line. See, they don't think in terms of finish lines. They don't think that way. Whenever there's something that occurs, it never stops. And, you know, and I can meander off into a lot of different issues. You know, I mean, you could go from abortion used to be safe, rare, and legal to now it's on demand at 40 weeks. You know, we had, you know, Obergefell v. Hodges, gay marriage case, then it became men playing women's sports, men using the little girls' bathrooms, and now businesses are going to be because of our stupid Supreme Court majority ruling, we're going to now small business will be forced to accommodate a man who's believes he's a woman and wants to use the workplace to quote unquote transition. So it never stops, Mark. I mean, you see that, right? Once there's one little spark, it becomes this forest fire of an inferno. So if you notice with all of this happening now, Michael, there's no actual finish line discussed. And the reason there really isn't is, again, back to our audio engineer's august erudite point, which is that it isn't about any kind of equality. It's about payback. And with payback, for some, payback at its core, at its ultimate root, is greed. Fear and greed are what people make decisions on, what they base their actions on, Michael.
Very true.
So that's what this is right now. This is just payback and there's an insatiable fervor and fetish behind it. And then reasonable people in America, because I want to just make another public service announcement, Michael. I talk a lot on the show about Democrat-run cities, including Philadelphia, where you are. 25,500 consecutive uninterrupted days of Democrat mayors and supermajority Democrat city councils, 25,500 days. That's double the time that Mao Zedong was the People's Republic of China chairman. So Philadelphia Democrats have doubled Mao Zedong. You know, congratulations. Be proud of that. But here's what I say this. Not everybody in Philadelphia or Seattle, Larkin, or in Newark, or in Oakland, or a Baltimore, or in New Orleans, not everybody in those cities voted for those people, right? So they're suffering the tyranny of the majority. So my public service announcement to them is this. If you didn't vote for that, but you're living there because of work, family, whatever the reason, get out now. Now's the time to get out. Because the counter, Michael, the counter to the outsourcing narrative, which I've always said is part of the reason for the ills. But lots of places been outsourced, and lots of people lost their jobs and didn't go and kill people, right? So, or abandon their kids or whatever. So that's happened everywhere. But even post all of that, Michael, how willing do you guys think, like Mark, right now, would you be willing to open a Main America store in a place with the 10th highest homicide rate in America?
No.
Would you sit there and say, but there's a market for towels there. There's a great market for bath towels, but they have the 10th highest homicide. So who's going to actually look to move, Michael, to places with the highest crime rates and homicide rates and property crime rates? That's been going on forever, pre and post outsourcing. Who's going to actually move there? What company's going to say, wow, they topped their homicide rate from last year. Can we move our company headquarters there?
You know, Rich, I think we're going to have to make this a conversation for next week because we're getting close to our time. But this is something we have to address. And I say that because by not having quality jobs and industries coming into America and coming into the cities, we're allowing those cities all over the USA to fall apart. That has to change. I mean, we have to have more Mark Andels running their ideas through people, through the chambers of commerce and through elected officials to get jobs back here. We've got to stop pandering to the same negative people and start looking out for the well-being of America. And with that statement, I see that it's time we have to close down. Larkin, Thank you. That was a very important statement that you read. Very, very important. Rich, as always, you were the wild man that we expect you to be. And Mark, thank you for all you do. And before we close off, I want to remind you to look at the links on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the link there for Mike Sessions and log on to his site and see what he's doing to help us move the Made in America movement along. Until this Saturday at 11 or next Wednesday at 11, I wish you and yours the very best. It's Father's Day weekend. Have a great celebration. God bless you and God bless America.
Happy Father's Day. Kids, do you know where your parents are?
Have a great week, guys. Bye, America.
God bless. Happy Father's Day, all.